From the News Center, a news focus.
Now that open enrollment is underway, tens of thousands of Pennsylvanians will be shopping for new health insurance plans for next year. Experts say it's important to be aware of exactly what you're getting. Over 680,000 Pennsylvanians don't have health insurance, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. Zachary Sherman, who heads the state's online insurance marketplace, Penny, said that's where to start if you're shopping for an individual health plan.
Penny is a place for Pennsylvanians who don't have access to job-based coverage or medical assistance or Medicare. It's for those who don't have access to affordable coverage, for them to go to access high-quality, affordable health insurance plans. Very importantly, it's the only place to get savings on coverage to lower your monthly premiums.
The Inflation Reduction Act passed by Congress extended the Affordable Care Act's premium subsidies through 2025, so the same subsidy rules in effect this year will continue for 2023. Sherman adds, if the subsidies had not been extended, Pennsylvanians would be spending about 20% more on their health coverage for next year. Dr. Rhonda Randall, Chief Medical Officer for United Healthcare, notes there are some options that people may not think about, such as how a plan would handle a significant health event, like a pregnancy or chronic health condition. She adds that since the pandemic, more people also have recognized the benefits of getting care online.
Plans that include virtual care services for both medical conditions as well as behavioral health conditions have become very popular. We've seen the utilization of those increase. And you're also looking for a plan that has not only virtual health options, but a connection to in-person care as well.
Randall said, adding dental, vision, or hearing coverage is another consideration, as well as double-checking whether the plan covers the prescriptions you need. In short, she recommends people do their homework. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.